Hi, my name is Nandakishore Jaiswal. I have done Master in Computer Application and I am in the hospitality industry almost 16 years. Today we are going to talk about the important role played by the information technology in hospitality. Now in this chapter, we'll talk about what is the role of the IT sector which is played in hospitality in different area. If you see in every area, the IT is must. Even though it's a small business or a big organization, everywhere you can find the computer. Without the computer, a business cannot be run. You cannot even think about to run a business. The same way in hospitality. If you see the old age, people used to have that big register where they used to write the information about the guest and you know, all that area, the address, these, that, everything. But now everything is computerized. The help of computer is such a way that if you go to the suppose right now you are staying in Mumbai and if you go to the USA, all your data automatically get traveled to USA and you will be surprised to know that information which is given by you is, you had given to the Mumbai, but the same is traveled to the USA. How? Because of the technology. They have all the interfaces available. The same way, if anybody is traveling from any area, all his information already hotel is having. How and why it is having so. So let's go to the objective of the things, which is as I told you, any guest, they wanted to have, when they come to the hotel, they wanted to know each and everything, how it works, why it works, and the things, how it goes. For example, suppose you wanted to go to the USA. The first thing you will go to the either in your Android phone or to the laptop. First you will search that website, that how to travel to USA. Again the technology comes into the picture. And after that you will find either through the travel agent or directly through the website you will try to book the ticket, the rooms. After that the tickets and everything. Everywhere the technology comes into the picture. But as soon as you think, you have to think about the computer. Without the computer, you cannot go ahead. The same way, when we get the information about the guest, that this particular guest has an inquiry that he wanted to visit our hotel. So, when you see if any guest wanted to come to your hotel, he booked the room. Based on that, the background, the hotel also start their work. They find out all information about the guest, from where he is traveling, what all his likes, dislikes, what kind of room he looking for, what kind of visit he has, whether he required the banqueting, whether it's just he's coming for a holidays, he's coming for a business tour, so on and so forth. The same way, if a person wanted to have the hotel, first you need to understand what all in hotel the requirement. If you see, we have a first is the front desk, where the property management system comes, where we talk about the guest check-in, we can give the room to the guest and so on and so forth. The same way when you go to the restaurant, then POS will come into the picture, which is point of sale. Then we have a sales and catering, which is for banqueting and so on. As the chapter will go, I'll explain about all that things to you. Now, if you see the function of hospitality, which we talk about, then we have a purchasing also required for the hospitality, like what all the things you required. Suppose you wanted to cater something, then we buy the food. Okay, so that for that we required a point of purchase system. Okay, apart from that we have a lots of other areas, like for example in the room we have a key card which is on RFID, or just show it to the room and the room will open. If you have a resort site of sort of hotel, then you required a spa, then probably you have a golf course and so on and so forth. For every area you require the system, because then it probably book the things. Like for example, we have a spa. So for example, if we are running the spa, then each and every guest has to take an appointment. We cannot write it on the book. That system is old. Now everything is done online. System, you can do the booking for spa, particular date, particular time, you can have an appointment. So particular person who can do the treatment for you, for all that thing you require a computer. Okay, Now, as and when we, if you see, I mean, for example, if you are sitting in a restaurant, you are having a food, and after that, you don't pay to the person. As you are staying in the hotel, the person will charge into your room. That's called interface. The same way, suppose you are taking a spa treatment. After the treatment, you don't pay the bill. You ask that please settle my bill into the room. And at the time of checkout, you'll do the settlement. So again, you require an interface between all this software to the property management system, which is PMS. And all the billing gets traveled to the PMS system. Okay. Now, this is, I mean, you need to understand, it is not an ERP level software we require, but all this combination of small software directly linked to the PMS. Like for example, you are making a telephone calls. That calls you don't pay to the reception there and there. At the time of checkout, they will show you the number of call which is made by you and the total number of amount you have to pay. Okay. So all this data get collectively stored in PMS. And at the time of checkout, you can pay. Or if you are staying for a very long, they have a duration like 10 days, 7 days. After that, you settle your bill and continue for the same. Now, if you see, I mean, for any hotel, when you open, we have to have a system in a place. Like, for example, if you see, I mean, you need to first see the hotel tourism, you know, where it is located. And based on that, you have to arrange your system accordingly. Now, the system what you get, it is not only direct, I mean, it has to be driven by the people or the worker or the person, those who are working. They need to know how the system works, because then only they can give proper information to the guest, and they can have a, once you feed the data properly, then only it will get traveled to the system properly. So first, a person who's handling the system, they should know how the system works. Okay. For that, we have to have the objective of the system, the function, structures, the input, what the information you write. And based on that, what the output comes, the process, complete cycle, the performance, environment, and information. Now, as a hotel, as a business, when we are talking about, we need to understand the kind of system what we have implemented, whether it is suiting to our requirement or not. For example, you don't have a sales and catering, but you have taken that software. What is the use of that software? Because you don't have the things in your place, then it's no use. Okay. And the vice versa. Suppose you have a golf course, but you don't have a software for that. Then again, it is not going to survive. So first you need to understand ki what is your requirement. And based on that, you have to choose the system accordingly. Okay. And basically the flow goes, if you see the information follows with a function, the transaction it is going to happen, as I told you. Like for example, we have a spa, so you have to have a software for the spa, then only the transition is going to happen. Okay. And communication properly provided to the guest, and the decision has to be made accordingly. Now you need to understand how important role which is played by the system in the hospitality area. You need to understand the software what we are going to implement, whether it, what is the impact of the software in the hospitality area. As I told you, like the system has to be such a user driven or user friendly that when a person is using the system, he should be able to feed the information properly. For that, we should have a proper hardware, proper software. Hardware, when I'm talking about, for example, if you see your point of sale terminal, where all the information are there on the screen. For example, if you are going to any small outlet like maybe McDonald's, if you see there are information there on the board, the same information that person is carrying on the computer. You say you want a 2 burger, he just punch in and the information is fed in. So it's basically combination of software and the hardware which plays the important role, which is user friendly as well as the fastest way to give the output. Okay. For that, again, we have an International Federation of Information Processing defined the system in such a way, like we have to have a gather, store, keep, process, and supply that information to the organization. Okay. Now, these 5 components plays very, very important roles, because if you are a, I mean, if you see any user or a client, the information which is provided to them or the information which you are taking from them, it should be transparent, it should be clear, clearly understood, right? Okay, now if you see, I mean, for information system also, we need to understand the cost. It has to be with a bare minimum cost. The system should not be very expensive or something, because to handle that, again, it will be create a problem. The quality is important. The quality is important, no doubt about it. But we have to see the user, those who are using, they should be able to use the software. Okay. Now, we, as I told you, different sectors also, we required all the, you know, software. Like, for example, we already talk about the PMS, POS, but we are talking about the payroll system also, or CRM, which is control central reservation system we have, you know. Like, for example, now reservation system, where you book the room and that information is traveled directly to the hotel and they book the room accordingly. That's the reservation system. Okay. Now, if we see the implementation part of the system, when we choose a system, we have to keep in mind that what all software we are going to choose, it is as per the institutional assessment, the system selection and the implementation of that particular software. That is, we have to keep in mind. Now, first step, we have to see the what management required, how the things go, you know. Like when we are implementing any system, we have to make sure that the implementation when we are doing, we have to have a proper design, proper training has given, proper data has to be put in. If we have a existing data, the user, those who are going to use, we have to give a proper training to them, proper procedure has to be taken in a place, the interface has to be tested properly, you know, then only we can implement that system, we can go live with that system. But before that, we have to do the thoroughly testing between one application to the another application, all the data is traveling properly or not, the information which we have fitted, it's fitted properly or not, the output what we are going to get, it's coming properly or not. So all that is very, very important. Now when we choose the system, we have to first analyze the what all requirement we have. Based on that, we have to take the system and establishing the computer requirement, request for the proposal to the vendor that they can give us the quotation for hardware, software, and based on that we evaluate the vendor and then accordingly we can go for the contract signing with the vendor. Now, once we identify the system, that particular system we wanted to implement, then management will take a role, they will raise the purchase order and then they will plan to implement the same. Now when we plan to implement, we have to have a proper flow chart. We have to make the flow chart, how the system will work, what all role will be played by the user and so on so forth. If there any gap, if there any problem, so we need to identify there and there, and we have to ask the vendor so they can do, if possible, they can do the changes according to our need. Now basically we have a two core areas. One is to identify, second is to implement. When we are implementing, we have to feed the proper information about the property. I mean, like for example, what category of property we have, like it's a 3-star, 4-star, 5-star, what all facility we can provide. Because all this information, a guest when he is booking the room or booking any, you know, maybe he is booking for a restaurant or anything, he should get all that information correctly. Now, I mean, when the system is properly going to function, there should not be any gap. The information what we have already given to the system, it should able to deliver the things. Okay. Now for that, as I told you, our hardware documentation should be strong. Our software documentation has to be strong. The list of product, as I told you, like whether we have a swimming pool, we have a you know, dining area, we have a banqueting, what are the number of rooms we have, what kind of category rooms we have. So all that information has to be fed in properly. then only that information what we have fit in, you'll get a proper report accordingly. Now, when, I mean, your financial figures can be come properly, you know, your purchasing operations, all that information should be come properly, okay. For that, first you need to understand the software, and based on that you have to feeding the data. Now, when we talk about the data processing, we have to understand data identification, the collection of the data, and data feeding, which is coding, okay. Now, when we process, when all that information we have gathered, we have put into the system, we need to understand that data is going to process. Based on that, you will be able to get the report, okay. Now, for example, your reservation data, your, you know, guest information, what all information you have fit in, based on that you will be able to print the reg card. The reg card is basically registration card which we give to the guest, so he can sign, he is the obligation between you and the guest that he will not misuse any any equipment which is there. Like, for example, suppose there is a television on the room. If it is broken, then he has to pay for it. If he damage any property equipment, then he has to pay for it. The same way, you also have a proper information about the guest, like his first name, last name, from where he is coming, whether he's an Indian, he is out of India, and all that information. All that has to be fitted in the reg card. Based on that, you will get the billing. The guest folio, basically guest folio is the bill, so bill statement. The same way for the internal guest, like for example all our employee, their payroll check, you know, all that information has to be fit in properly. Based on that you can get the pay slip printed, you can distribute their payment and integrate all that information. When we are requesting to the vendor about their software, we need to understand the kind of business we are running. And based on that, he has to give us the proposal, our requirement has to be matched, the system has to be properly given according to our need. Now the system has to be multiple rating, you know, vendor business reputation is very, very important. Comparing direct, indirect, is there a hidden cost is there for that system? That also we need to understand. Now, when we are signing the contract, we have to keep in mind that terms of delivery, terms of payment, survival for the past delivery, the scalable of the product scalable, the atmosphere of that product, the provision for the contract, how long are we going to use, and so on so forth. The same way, hardware provision also is very, very important. The specification according to our need, you know, delivery, installation, when he is going to deliver, the cost, you know, for the implementation, maintenance program, how long it is going to be, what all frequency they are going to come and maintain the things. The testing is again plays very important role. The cost of the payment, how we are going to do the payment to them. Their support system is how strong, and as and when required, whether they are going to upgrade the system or not. Because the day to day, every day, there is something new technology comes. So whether that particular system is upgradable and how far it is upgradable. Okay. Now the same way, we need to understand the computer what we are going to implement. The output which is going to come for management, MIS report, decision support which is DSS, the effective information what we are going to get, and transaction processing system which is TPS. Now when we are talking about MIS, the management information system, all the report which we are going to generate from the system, what all information we require, whether it's giving or not. By using technology, we need to understand not only the report information we are getting, but we need to understand the people, those who are involved, like technology, information, people, you know. It is important for each and every organization that the resources what we are going to put, we should be able to get the proper information about it. Now, when we are talking about the DSS, which is Decision Support System, the system what we are going to place, it has to be decided by the management, and they take decision based on the environment, whether it is able to feasible for our environment or not. Okay, typically they talk about the inventories, comparative sales figure what we are going to get, and the projection of the revenue figures. Now again we are talking about the executive information system, which is ETS. An executive information system is basically support information what we are going to get is a decision making need for the senior executive people. Now ETS is graphically displays the information which they get it from the interface. The reporting, what all information we had given to the system, it should be able to give graphically output for the same, which is DSS. Now transaction processing system, which is TPS, which talks about the information, what all information we had given, we can modify, we can retrieve the transaction for the organization. Now MIS, when we design, we have to keep in our mind that we are putting proper input, based on that the processing happened and the output we get out of it. Then the basically the report comes, what all information we had given to the system, system do their processing, and finally we get the report in terms of output. Okay. Now if you see this flow chart, how the system is basically cycled. Okay, let's take an example from the coding. Coding goes to the testing, then implementation, maintenance, then feasibility study, system analysis, and system design. And if there any gap, then again we have to do the coding, and the cycle keep on going on. Is there, if any gap is there, then the cycle stops there, the vendor has to feed that gap, and based on that the cycle again goes, and this it's keep on going process. Because once you get some report and you're not satisfied with that, then you can ask your vendor to do the changes accordingly, and this happen in practical life also. Basically they study the system, what all problem we are going to face or what all problem we are facing, and based on that we get some findings, and then they do the study accordingly, and then they change accordingly. Okay, when we are talking about MIS designing, we need to understand what all functions we require when we are talking about the designing of any MIS report. The specification of new system, the function hierarchy, identification of data what we are going to feed, the system designing part required preliminary, general designing, structured detail about the designing, tools what all required is a flow chart, data flow diagram, data dictionary, structured English, decision table, and decision tree. MIS designing basically also involves the coding. Coding is the information what when we are going to put on back end, what all coding is given, based on that the data what we feed. Coding is basically a program on the back end, but a user, he don't know what is code is written, he just feeds as per the information is asked by the computer. Okay. Now when we talk about the testing, on the unit level testing, we need to understand that the information what we had given to the system, the procedure it has to be followed, and based on that we'll get the testing done. Testing is basically again what all information we had given, it has to be done thoroughly. Okay, like a black box testing we are talking about, a system testing, a system, the software, hardware, complete information, whatever information we had given, based on that the result is coming or not. Okay. Now black box testing, when we are talking about the software testing, is examining the based of the data what we have fed in and the information what we get from the computer. White box testing, when we talk about, it's basically a testing for the glass, it's a clear transparent testing, a structured report we are getting from the system, the software whatever result he is giving, it's a black and white, the clear output, and where we finalize the things. Okay. Now when we talk about the implementation, implementation is basically when we are taking the system live. If suppose you have already have a system, then we have to run parallelly. Parallel means we are running both the system. The data has to be fit in both the places. So when we actually the old system also we have to feed the data to generate the report, and on the new system also we feed the data so to get the report, and we can compare both the reports. And the problem what we are facing with the old system, are they resolved in a new system or not? And based on that we replace the new system. When we are talking about the new system implementation, we have to make sure we have to have a pilot run. That means on particular time we are running those system, and once we satisfy with the system, then only we implement that. During that pilot system, we have to give a proper training to all the user, all the senior management team, all the managers, that the report how it is going to come, and this will be the final report during the pilot run. So what is going to happen is that if there are any changes or something is there, we are able to do it, and user also able to get knowledge about the software, they should get a familiarization, and based on that they should be able to use the system. Now when we talk about the maintenance, we have to make sure that the maintenance of the software and the hardware has to be done periodically, so there should not be any problem while we are on the live system. Okay, for example, right now we are talking about the the upgradation of the human resource software we are talking about. Okay, which means a user has to be generate all the information about the particular employee, their attendance, their leave management, their performance. So there are lots of tools available. Okay, so we have to make sure that when we implement that, the involvement of the role basically is a primary user, a person who feeds the information, secondary user who generates the report, and the top level management. When we talk about the installation, the implementation of software, it may enhance for a long time also, because when we do the testing, it may take a long time. But we have to make sure, even though it is taking a long time, we should go for it. Because our strategy has to be very clear about the software and the hardware. If it is taking a long time, no problem. But we have to make sure that system should be properly trial and tested, then only we can implement in a live performance. Okay, thank you.